We are KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, the morning show brought to you by LagunaBeach.com, the worldwide brand for Laguna Beach. I'm Tyler Russell, and I'm very excited to bring back a veteran of the morning show who's played, I think you've played almost more than anybody on our radio station. Kyle awesome. Reynolds is in the studio. Yeah, because you played on my show back in like October when we first started.
Yeah.
You played on Midnight Mixtape the other night.
Correct.
And here you are again. So
I'm here. You know, it's a nice place.
Worm around everywhere. Welcome back. Nice to have you.
We do have Kyle
in studio this morning because last time he was here, he didn't have any new stuff really. You've been working on it forever now.
Yeah, it's been an adventure to say the least.
Yeah. And so coming up, what's the date of the EP release?
I don't have an exact date, but I'm shooting for sometime in September. I have all the songs written and they're pretty much done almost done recording. And then it'll be like the mixing and mastering process. And then it's all fun from there, you know?
Cool. And that one will be called Writing Letters.
Correct.
The song Summer Song is out.
Summer Song is out.
And people can get that somewhere?
iTunes, Spotify, Rhapsody. I mean, pretty much any digital distributor, you should be able to find it.
How is your career financially as a musician going? Do you get an iTunes check every month?
I do. So I set it up. Well, maybe not every month, but so I set it up where it's like once it hits a certain amount of money, it just does direct deposit. And I was kind of bummed because like I got the sales report from like the last week, but it like doesn't get to the bank account for like 3 weeks. So I was like, sweet. But my bank account looks really sad right now. So
go buy Kyle's song and support the starving musician he is.
thank you.
We are going to have him play a song live in a little bit. We have a whole rig set up in here. Sahand, our photographer. Hi, Sahand. Wave to the radio listeners. Sahand has set up a couple cameras and we're going to film the whole thing. Brought a whole keyboard this morning and he's amped it up. He added reverb. You're doing our studio about as well as you can this morning.
I'm trying.
So he'll play live. Tell us, you know, you said this was a big departure for you, kind of a difference in songwriting and style.
Yeah.
What happened? What's different?
So pretty much, I mean, it's a lot of things. I've just developed as a songwriter, I believe. And I've grown a lot in the past year and a half. And really when I wrote these songs, I write them either all on piano or guitar. And then I kind of bring them to the studio, bring them to my band, and we build them there. And really what I wanted to get out of this, I just want a big sound. I am a singer-songwriter, but John Mayer, I guess, is considered a singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. He still does it big. People like Matt Kearney, I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he still gets like a big sound. And that's really what I wanted. So, and I've tried a couple studios, and I didn't necessarily feel I was able to get that, but I've been recording at Dolphin Studios in San Marcos with the guy that produced the single and the EP. His name is Patrick Zappia, and I've never heard my songs come live how they have there, and it's really exciting just to be able to spend the time I want and try the different things to make a great song. So I'm really excited to get these songs out there.
So that'll probably transition to the live show too. It's a less toned down thing.
Yes. And even it's been weird too, because I've even been able to do it live, but no one, like people that have been coming to like the past couple of shows, they've been able to notice the difference. But people that are listening to like the first EP that I put out, and people were still stoked on that. But I think this is definitely something that's going to be able to take me to that next step and help me develop and just progress in what I want to do.
Cool. I mean, I could already tell I've only listened to like half of Summer Song, but the production of it is way better. You know, it's you're right. It's bigger.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Right.
And I think it's kind of, if you listen to the radio or you listen to something, it's like you play this song and you play one song. And I feel like back maybe you would have been like, okay, this is, you know what I mean? But I don't think you'd be able to tell the difference in the recording that I think it's up there now with everything else that is like production quality wise. So it's like, it's really exciting for them.
Well, I hope something like this is indeed what explodes you into the music scene.
I hope so.
And kind of John Mayer's you or whatever you want to do. You did grow up here, right?
I did.
Okay, cool. So, certainly support our local musician, Kyle Reynolds. Go on iTunes, just search his name, find Summer Song. We're ready to play it if you want.
Sweet, let's do it.
Well, let's talk about the lake and the inspiration behind the song and like kind of the summery feel of it.
Yeah, so I originally, before I wrote any of it, I wrote the harmonica riff that is in the chorus.
Is that one of those harmonic things you put in your mouth?
And I wear like a head thing
okay.
so I can play piano, because I play piano while I'm playing harmonica. So
okay.
It just kind of like it holds it right here.
Yeah.
And I was like, do, 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 do. And so pretty much I had a harmonica sitting on my, like had it hang on my wall for like a year. And I was like, you know what? I should probably do something with that. So I started playing that riff and it's in the key of C. And then I just started playing piano to it. And then I just started singing. And then I was like, it's weird though, because I feel like most summer songs when people around here, you have like the almost like Jack's Mannequin, really Southern California. But
yeah.
I mean, I still think I have some of that in it, but it's really, I felt more of a lakey kind of like Southern Midwestern kind of vibe from it. So okay. I just kind of went with that. And yeah, so it has some violins in it. It has like electric guitars and yeah, it's kind of like indie folky. And I just wanted a song that would just make you feel like some, make it like a feel good. You know, I've never really had one of those. So just something that just reminds you of being a kid in the summer, staying out late, kind of just getting sunburned, you know what I mean? Eating ice cream, staying out late with your friends.
But what's funny is you like, you don't really relate as a person to the type, you know, like to the lake.
Yeah.
Growing up, like you're not from the lake.
But I love it.
So how did you embody the lake, you know?
I've grown up, I've done stuff with this outreach called Young Life, and all the camps we go to, they have lakes, and it's kind of, people come from like the South, people come from all over. So I would never really grew up in that, but I've been around it.
Sure.
And yeah, it's just always something I've liked and enjoyed. And even someday I would like to live in the South for a little bit of my life, just because, I don't know, it's something, I literally like the atmosphere and kind of what it's all about over there. So, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Laguna Beach, and people call me crazy for ever even wanting to step foot out of here, but yeah. I'm almost interested in other like lifestyles and ways of living. So.
Well, sure. I mean, you've been here your whole life, so why not? Mm-hmm. But indeed, our local beach singer-songwriter wrote a lake song. It's called Summer Song. We're going to play it now and be right back with him live on KX93.5. Here's Kyle Reynolds. That was the brand new song by Kyle Reynolds called Summer Song on KX93.5. It's going to be the single. Well, it is the single from the EP that comes out in September called Writing Letters. He is in studio right now. He's off mic, but he's about to play live. He set up a whole keyboard. There he is. He set up a whole keyboard thing, amplifier, added some reverb. This is about as capable as our studio can be with a live performance. So, Kyle, whenever you're ready, take it away with another song from your EP called Coffee Date on KX93.5. Sahand for feigning a live audience in the studio right now. Kyle, do me a favor. I'm going to stall. Go back to the mic that you were just on. I found a good Instagram filter for the windows, just so you know. So I'm going to tweet that at you.
All right, sweet.
I want to ask, again, Kyle Reynolds in studio, if you're just joining us. I want to ask the meaning or inspiration behind that song, because obviously there's a woman involved.
There's a woman involved.
And are you comfortable talking about said woman?
Yeah, I mean, she might know it's about her. I don't know, whatever.
Would this be the first admission that it's like about her if you were to say it?
No, I mean, I feel like she... Okay, well, little quick story. Before, when I wrote this song, I was really excited, and I uploaded a demo of it that I just recorded in my room, like a SoundCloud demo for 2 hours.
Okay.
And I was like, wait, I should probably take that down because I was like, I want to wait till it's actually done in the studio.
Okay.
And the girl was the first person to like it, and I was like, whoa, I was like tripping out.
Right before you took it down?
Right before I took it down, I was like. And
she
then,
was waiting for that song.
But yeah, pretty much like, I went on a few dates with this girl. One was a coffee date.
Or I guess that.
Few were a coffee date. I took her to a really rad concert, and yeah, pretty much, I was super interested in this girl, and like she was super cool. We pretty much just like hit it off, and then she goes to school somewhere else, and she went back to school, and I was just like super bummed, and
you wrote that song.
Yeah, and I was just like, the chorus is. I just want to satisfy, get honest with all our lies, and I really wish that you would stay, but I'll never forget our coffee date. And it just kind of like, I remember one time she like tried like, we were just like talking about something and she like did like a, not like a lie, but just so she like said something. She's like, wait, I really didn't do that. She's like, I really did do that. And then like, they're just kind of like, it was a more of an innocent thing than like a deeper, like,
you're losing me on this story, but I think I get the picture.
Yeah. So pretty much a girl that I was into, and
well, hey, that's why you're a songwriter.
Yeah.
Because you have an outlet and a medium for when things like that happen to you.
Yep.
So you'll never forget the coffee date.
I never will forget the coffee date.
That was Kyle Reynolds on KX93.5. Thank you so much again for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you. We have this whole thing podcast. It's a Hansen studio. He's going to make a video for us, and the summer song video will be released sometime soon,
yeah,
too, right?
We're going to go film it next month. So.
Cool, at Lake Arrowhead?
Yep.
That'll be
Lake
really
Arrowhead,
fun.
It'll be sweet.
Thank you again. We'll see you soon. We are KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM.